But every year on November 1st, we celebrate this great feast, the Solemnity of All the Saints. And it's a holy day of obligation, so we must come to Mass. And every time we come to Mass on November 1st, we have these same set of readings. You know, oftentimes when we come to Mass, it changes. But for this feast day, it's always the same. And these readings are so rich, and they speak so well to our life as disciples of Christ here on earth, and then the goal of our life to be with God forever in heaven. And that first reading from the book of Revelation. So St. John, the beloved disciple, the one who at the Last Supper was sitting so close to Jesus that he was able to put his head back and rest on his chest. Such good friendships. He's the one who wrote that first reading. And he gave us what heaven looks like. With so many people. How does it say this? Every race, every tongue, every creature, every people. So many people were in heaven. They couldn't even count how many people are in heaven. And so when I look at our saints dressed up this morning in the front row, but really every day when I'm around our students and just everywhere in the parish, like how different we are. And that's what's so good to see these different saints on display for us. Because it helps us to understand that there's something unique about each one of us. Each one of you is unique. And God has called you specifically. On Monday when Trevor was here in that podcast, in the All Saints presentation, that's one thing he was trying to help us understand. That all the saints aren't the same. And that each one is unique. So as we go through the Parish Life Center today and you tell us the story of the saint who you're dressed up as, the saint that you researched, everyone is unique. There are some things that are the same, right? They all loved God. They all loved Jesus. They all dedicated their life to him. They all did something special for Jesus. So there's some things that are the same, but each person is unique. And it's an important lesson for us, is that God loves you individually and as you are and who you are. And that second reading we had was from that same John. So St. John wrote both the first reading and the second reading today. And at the end of his reading, what did he say? Everyone who has this hope, and what is the hope? That one day we will be with God. That one day, when we die, we will go to heaven and be with him for all eternity. That's what it means to be a disciple, to be a child of God, is that we want to be with our Father. God is our Father. We want to be with him forever. So he said, everyone who has this hope to go to heaven makes himself pure, just as God is pure. And so maybe some of y'all were like, you've ever had opportunity or the experience of digging in the dirt in your backyard, or I see some of y'all digging in the sand on the playground. Sometimes when we're digging, we find something, and it's covered in dirt or it's covered in just some yucky stuff that we have to go and we wash it off. And the more we wash, the more we polish it, the cleaner it becomes, the brighter it becomes, the nicer it becomes. It becomes more like it was when it was very first made. And now we can really enjoy it once we get all the dirt and all the yucky stuff off of it. That's what St. John is saying for us. When you desire to be in heaven, that you'll start doing the right thing. You'll start spending time with God. You'll pray to God. You'll come to Mass. You'll practice the virtues. You'll practice the fruits of the Spirit. You'll go to confession when you need to. But you'll do the right things. You start doing the things that God does, and then we become like him. So we become, that's what he means when he says we become pure. Like all of the imperfections get purified, get cleansed, and we become who we're supposed to be. We become the unique person that God created you to be, so that his light can shine in you. And in the gospel, St. Matthew says, the pure of heart, are those the ones who can see God. So the more that we want to be like him, the easier it is to see him. Kind of an example is the more that you study your science or your history or you do your math homework, the more you spend time with it, the easier it is to see what it is being taught to you. The more that you, for those of you who play sports, the more you listen to your coach and practice the way that your coach asks you to practice, and the more that you practice, the easier it is to see the game. You can see what's going on. You can anticipate. You can more fully participate in that game that you're playing because you've listened to the coach and you follow his and her instructions. That's an example of what it means to be a saint. As we listen to the biggest coach, the greatest coach, right? Jesus, the Holy Spirit. And we follow the rules, we follow the instructions. Then we become a better member of the team. We become more like that ideal athlete. And that's what the saints are. Like every person on your team is not the same. Everyone on your team has different skills and they're better at some things than they are at others. But as they become the best that they can be, the team becomes the best that it can be. And this is what the opportunity for us as disciples of Jesus, that we become saints, that as we become the best that we can be, then the team becomes the best that it can be. And that's called the communion of saints. That we are united together. That we are one family of God. Brothers and sisters with one Father in heaven. And this unique gifts and skills that you have, you can ask God, you can ask your favorite saint to help you to become the saint that God wants you to become. I think every year I point out to us the stained glass because it's such a beautiful example to us of what it means to be a member of the saints of God. Like over here, right, it's kind of cloudy outside. It's not very sunny. So the windows on this side, you can still see them, but they're not quite so bright. But on this side where there's more light because the sun's still coming up over here, even with the clouds outside, these windows are much, much brighter. These windows have more light shining through them, so the window shines more brightly. The closer that you get to Jesus, the more of his light that you allow to shine through you, the brighter your light becomes. Each piece of glass is different, and they need to be different. If they were all the same, it wouldn't be anything. But because each one is different and it reflects a different aspect, we get to see that beautiful image. When the light of Christ shines through you, we get to see a beautiful image of what God's love, what God's life looks like. So today is a great day of rejoicing because those who've already made it tell us that we can make it too. And so ask for that grace to be a saint, to turn away from everything that's not of God, have the grace to hear his voice, and then have the courage, the willingness to follow him. And then guess what? If that happens and you go to heaven and you're a saint, then this is your feast day. Then one day in 10 or 20 or 50 or 100 years, when the next group of kids come here for Mass on this day, we'll be celebrating you and your life. Because you'll be in the hall of fame of all those who've lived before us. You'll be a saint. So pray for that grace. Pray for that grace that you become the saint that God has created you to be and that we need you to be. So just like the light in the windows, we can shine bright for the whole world to see that God loves each one of us.